Welcome back to Miss Adventures and Nova X. Today I plan on doing things a little different. Instead of just having one subject to talk about, I may allow it to be a full-blown rant. Just getting in, I went to my first cabaret today. Thanks to a special individual. She always tell me, you need to get out the house. You need to do stuff. You need to get out the house. So, with me making my mind up, telling myself that I wasn't going to go, falling asleep, waking up, she called. I was like, okay, it's time I change completely. Start being more outgoing and active in different things, and instead of just being a little couch potato, as some would call it. But what I realized today is that this same time last year, which is my birthday, I'm happy to be 30. I don't think I've ever thought about a time where, you know, I possibly thought I wouldn't make it to be 30. So, it's not like I'm just, you know, shocked that I made it to 30. It's just, it's a blessing to be here. It shows a lot of growth, you know, considering the things I've been through, especially these past few years. But it seems as if each birthday, or like the celebration of my life, I tend to spend it alone. And some people would consider that to be like a bad thing. Like, oh, you shouldn't be by yourself on your birthday. You shouldn't do this, this, and that. But honestly, I love it. Because last year what I did was I took my kids, we went to the movies. I can't remember which movie we went to see, but I took them to the movies and I think I'm really not 100% sure, but I really think that they went with my daughter's dad. I think like his family or something was having something. He was going to take my daughter, so he took my son as well. I'm really not sure, but what I did was I went back and kind of relived my childhood in a sense. Like I've told you all before, I grew up my early childhood being with my grandparents, and it's, you know, the country life, cows, pastures, ponds, goats, you know, the whole nine yards. And I went like in the woods, like back off from my sister's house, and just different scents took me different places mentally. Like just the smell of fresh cut grass, it took me back to, you know, when I was a little girl, just, you know, running around being free. And she, my sister, she has like go-karts and golf carts and stuff like that. And I just went in the woods and I just rode them like a little fucking child on my birthday. Like no phone, no nothing, just out there just being free. And that was like one of the best birthdays I've ever had, because I feel like people, they put so much stress on you, you know, to make you celebrate your life. But they want you, you know, they want to have dinner, they want to go out to eat, they want you to have a party, they want you to go somewhere, they want to set up a table, they want to, you know, buy a section, they want to, you know all that stuff. But I mean, that's fine. But where I am mentally, I don't want all of that. I don't need all of that. Like, and I remember telling someone, I was like, I feel that if you die on your birthday, you've really, truly lived your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, beginning to end. Like, just that, just being, you know, like, such and such date here, such and such date there, like the same fucking date. It's like you really told your story. Because I feel like if you die on any other day, it's like you really wasn't finished yet. You wasn't done. You know, like you had a little extra that you probably was trying to tell, or, you know. I know it sounds stupid, but that's just, you know, how I see it. And, I think I'm going to do the same thing today. But I will do something different, too. I'm going to church today. So, if you know me, you know, like, I'm going to church today. Try to see, you know, what's that. Because I've been feeling things lately. Like, a lot of things. And, it's like I don't have that spiritual balance. And I remember talking to my mom one time, and I asked her, I was like, you know, do she think Jesus is real? Or, you know, like just stuff about the Bible. And she said, sometimes people have to have something to believe in, regardless if it's real or fake. And when she said that, I was like, what? You know that fake? But when you look at it, you know, with an open mind, I actually like see exactly what she meant by that. Because if you think about, like, people would say something like, you know, a black cat crossing the road going to the right, you know, it means some shit. Or walking under a ladder, you know, mean this. Or stepping on the crack in cement, you know, this is going to happen. And if you really think about how many people actually believe that stuff is true. And, you know, damn well it ain't, but it helps mold them. It helps shape them, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, the individuals that they are. And it gives them that balance. And I've been thinking about my grandparents a lot lately, especially my grandmother. You know, I've called on her. Asked her, you know, am I doing the right thing? You know, by mean cutting certain people off and, you know, not giving certain people, you know, I would say like the control over me. You know, like relationships or friendships and stuff like that. And I've cut a lot of people off. And it's nothing personal, and I hope that none of them take it personal. You know, it's all about me you know, how I feel and how I see things and how I want to feel, you know. So I guess where I'm at right now, I'm just trying to figure that out, trying to see where that is. And I would say too, what I've done for the past 2 years was to tell myself and make myself, not necessarily like make myself believe, but, you know, just tell myself that I'm in a relationship with somebody. So that way, by me doing it, it helped me stay focused. In a sense, like, I'm not allowing anyone else to, like, come in and, you know, alter what I have going on now, or, like, what I'm trying to do. You know, it's a blessing and a curse, you know, so, you know, I have to just take the good and the bad, but I think by me doing that, I really, really had the opportunity to realize, you know, just love for self, you know. Because, you know, like, sometimes you can be into someone and, you know, things get foggy, you know. Judgment gets, you know, what they call it, cloudy or whatever. And but by me doing that, I was able to, like, make all the necessary moves I needed to make for myself. And I remember, I think it was probably, had to be like around like first part of this year, I remember calling one of my mentors and I was crying and I was telling him, I was like, you know, this time last year, you know, I was here, like, I was at my lowest point, you know, I was hadn't checked myself in and stuff, and here it is now, I'm living by the beach. You know, I'm working. I had to leave my kids for a year, and I'm so grateful that I have, you know, a support system, you know, that I have, especially my mom. Like, for her to, you know, take my kids for a year, for me to be able to go out and see exactly, you know, what it is, you know, make these, you know, sacrifices and moves and stuff that I've made in order for me to be where I am today. You know, I can't thank her enough for that. So just imagine, you know, working every day, taking care of your kids, and then that's not working, and having to, you know, leave your kids behind, you know, 2 hours away. You know, that really takes a toll on someone mentally. But it was rough. I held it down, you know. I have them now. They're good. They love their new space. They love their new home. But just her doing that, you know, I don't think I can ever repay her for that. And I think too, like, if I wouldn't have had my son, you know, when I was in high school, I may not have, you know, needed that break there. You know, that was more so a big part of my, you know, regrouping and starting over. And then, like, that whole entire year, like, I think I had like one guy that would like try to talk to me, and I just, you know, and I told him, I was like, look, I got a lot of shit going on right now, you know. My life is moving real fast. So, just to be honest with you, I ain't gonna be able to hang in with you right now. You know. And by me doing that, that showed you know, myself, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of growth, because you know how when you females and you know a guy's interested in you, like, oh, he's, you know, you try to, and with women it's like we always go ahead and plan our life with an individual based off, you know, just individual just saying, hey, like you can look at a person like, oh, okay, I have his children, or oh, I can, I marry him, or oh, you know, like that. And I didn't do that with him, and I was like, you know what, I ain't gonna be able to do nothing. And I really can't believe like a whole year has passed, and I just took my kids to the movies to see Toy Story 4 or something like that, and I actually saw the guy. And I was like a nervous wreck. I was like, oh my God, did he go right there? I didn't want to even see him. You know, like I didn't. And a lot has changed with me because, you know, with me, I don't think he recognized me, because when I first came in, I always wore contacts. I didn't wear my glasses. So like now, I remember like my eyes got fucked up with them damn contacts, because I think I had something on my finger and I tried to take it out and it burned. And I told my dad, I was like, you know what? These bitches gonna see glasses forever. And so I had my glasses on and I blocked my hair. So I don't think he recognized me, but I was just so happy that he didn't recognize me. Because I'm like, you know, like, I mean, I'm getting shit together. But, you know, I still don't want no... No distractions now. And that's why, like, also too, like, I don't even want to have any type of intimacy with anyone. You know, like, I'm okay. And like my best friend, he always tell me, you need to get laid, you need to get sex, you need to have this. Like, nah, bro, I don't need all that. That's a mind thing. Like, I don't have to have sex in order for me to not be grumpy or grouchy or whatever he say. You know, I don't have to have it. You know, I just find the positive things, you know, in whatever the situation may be and move forward. But I checked my mailbox today and I received a birthday card from my auntie. It's up in... I think she's like in Detroit or something like that. She's up north. And ever since I've been on this earth, she's always mailed birthday cards. Like, always. Every, like, favorite. Like, I'm pretty sure she's the type that may go out and buy the cards and have the cards at home and have, like, a little calendar wrote down, like, such as her birthday today. Oh, let me drop this in the mail. And I think that's something that I want to pick up. You know, I want to start doing that. And, you know, sending people cards and stuff. Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthdays, and, you know, something like that. Because I think now we've gotten so far, you know, like into technology and everything. Somebody just shoot a text message, their birthday. I mean, you know, just the thought is okay, but an actual card, like somebody actually purchased a card, put the stamp on it, sealed the envelope, and thought about you enough to put it in the mail in time for, you know, it to come on that date. Like, that's really a lot. So I think that's something that I'm going to start doing. I'm going to go buy some cards and stuff and mail them all. And yeah, I think it'll be pretty cool. I think I'll do that. I think that would really, really be cool. Like, I think that would really help me out a lot. You know, dealing with what I deal with. You know, just because I like, you know, bringing joy to other people. Even though, you know, I'm not a people person. I don't like people, but it's certain people. You know, like, you got to be special to me in order for me to go out my way to, you know, do something like that. Because, like, I have someone now, you know, I've just been watching her lately. And she's just, you know, like, I know that retrograde really whooped her ass. You know? And I just knew she, you know, she's been going through something. I mean, she may, I don't think she really like fully disclosed what it may be, but I can just tell because she's different, you know, like her aura is different. And so I went out and bought her some flowers, you know, and I took them and put them on her doorstep. And I was hoping that she didn't know who it was, because I was, you know, hoping that she'll, you know, just talk the next day like, oh, you know, I got some flowers. I don't know where they came from or whatever, but I don't know how she knew they came from me, but she called me the same day, and she was like, she just wanted to thank me, you know, for that. And I would just tell them, like, everything's going to be okay. And I just love, like, just uplifting, like, good people, you know, like, people that, you know, I feel like are special to me. I love doing simple things. And what else? Oh, today I went and bought my employees some donuts. Because when I woke up, I was like, I dare bitch to fucking call in today. I ain't got time for no motherfucking bullshit. I was just going off. And then I got there. No one had called in. Everybody came to work. And I was like, what the fuck? So I went out and got them some donuts. And I was like, you know, the only thing I asked of them is they wash their hands. That's all I asked. You know, don't come around here touching my shit. Your hands dirty. But, yeah, just, you know, doing nice stuff for people. I like that. And I even thought about, like, I don't know. I thought about possibly, like, finding me something, like a hobby that I may can benefit from. Because, like, I don't want it to be like a job. Like, you know, because I already have a job. I don't want it to be, you know, like, something that I gotta desperately do, but just something that I can do in my free time and, you know, and still benefit from it. So I gotta figure out what that is. I had started like doing like wigs and stuff. I mean, that was good, that was cool, but I don't know, I get bored so fucking easily and so fucking fast. So it's pathetic. I need help with it. It's like I can never complete a task. I bought a sewing machine. I said, oh, I'm going to start making quilts. I bought a sewing machine. I ain't making it. Oh, I'm going to start making wigs. I bought the little mannequin hand. I bought the needles and the thread. I bought all of that. I made like 2 wigs. I'm like, nah. And then what else? I was like, oh, I'm just going to start painting. I did that for a good little while, though. That painting, I did that because I felt like all the frustration and everything that I may have had on the inside, I put that shit on that canvas. So that was pretty cool. I did that. And I thought about making jewelry too, but I was like, you know what, I ain't even gonna start that, cause I know that shit ain't I know that shit ain't gonna last. But I gotta find me some type of hobby. I would say I was gonna like start maybe doing what's the shit everybody do? And then it's the things that I don't want to do something everybody do, you know, cause I'm like, you know, like, you, if I was to do something that a lot of people are doing, I want to find something, you know, that something about it where, you know, I stand out, you know what I'm saying? It makes me different from others. But, you know, making wigs and stuff, I'm like, I mean, how can you stand out with making wigs besides, you know, the difference in your price? But I'm gonna find me something. I don't know exactly what it would be. But anyway, that may be all I have today. But it's still early. I do need to go to sleep so I can go to church tomorrow. I've already set my alarm, so, and I got my dress laid out and my shoes.
And the only thing I hate too, like, well, I'm gonna say I hate, but I love, like, being by myself. Like, I don't have to do all that that upkeep shit, you know? Like, tomorrow I'm wearing a dress, okay, so I shave my leg. But, like, you know, yeah, sometimes, like, when you be in a relationship, like, you got to do this. Like, you gotta shave your legs. You gotta do this. You gotta do this. You gotta. I'm like, fuck. You know, like, I like being natural. You know, because I feel like a lot of times when we, like, especially, like, shave our legs and stuff, you know, after so long, you know, a certain, like, shaving cream or something like that, you know, it doesn't work as well. You know, then you end up with possible ingrown hairs or, you know, all this and that shit. And, you know, and you doing all that for somebody else? I don't love myself, honey. You know, because... And then, too, like, what is it? Me and my girl was just talking about that the other day. Damn, I can't think of it. But anyway, that part. That one. This is what my girl was talking about. We was talking about how, like, how women, you know, how we dim our light, you know, for a man. And, you know, like, say for instance, you accomplish something or whatever, and you're trying to, you know, you want to, you know, celebrate it, and but you can't, like, you know, over celebrate it. You know, you can't, like, really do what you want to do because you know, they may feel some type of way. And, you know, I was guilty of that because I remember years ago when I was with an individual and I had accomplished something and they didn't, you know, it was the same thing and they didn't. And, you know, I was happy for myself, but I really couldn't show that I was happy because I was afraid, not necessarily afraid, but, you know, just, you know, thinking about their feelings and stuff. But if anybody out there listening to this part right here, girl, celebrate your shit. Because nine times out of ten, you probably won't even be with that motherfucker in 5 to 10 years from now. So celebrate yourself. You know your worth. Don't put yourself on the back burner for nobody. Do what you want to do. You know. And when it's costing you, like, your worth and, you know, all of that, you ain't got to compromise. And I think, like, if I was to get in another relationship with someone, that's probably going to be my hardest thing, like, trying to compromise on where it is that, you know, I want to go with my career. Because my job, you know, it does require, it requires a lot of time, you know, from home and stuff. So if I was to get someone that, you know, understands that or possibly, you know, experiencing it themselves, I think that'll be cool. But, you know, if I got somebody, like, you know, if I'm trying to get it, I'm trying to, you know, get where I need to be, and you want to be motherfucking needy and want it, I know that ain't a word. We ain't gonna make it, baby. You know, I know you want to spend time. I know you want to do all this and that, but, you know, right now, like, they won't be my main focus. My main focus is, you know, just me and my kids. Now, once my kids get grown, you know, which is, you know, years from now, and then when I'm, you know, done and they're, you know, off to college or whatever they be doing, you know, I may really focus on being with somebody, you know. But who's to say shit? I got all that time to whip out. I might not want nobody. I might want no male or no female. I don't want it. But anyway, I guess that's enough rants for today or rambles for today. Everybody, just take care of yourself. Look out for everyone. This day, you know, my birthday, I'm just gonna spend time with myself, reevaluate my life, think of some things. I'm gonna go to church and I'm gonna put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Cause I don't need all that fake ass energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers, you ain't heard from in like 2 or 3 months. Want to shoot you a text message or call you and tell you happy birthday? Keep that baby. Lisa, protecting her space over here. So, you know, that's the least I'm gonna do. That's the most I'm gonna do. That's all I'm gonna do. Y'all have a good day. Be safe. Take your meds. Dodge the charges. All of that. And I'll talk to you next time.